This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Three Man Front.
11 o'clock here on Three Man Front on this Friday. We'll continue your phone calls. Get to Barrett Salee at CBSSports.com. Get them to explain his comments and his prediction for the SEC championship game coming up tomorrow in Atlanta. We got the CUSA championship game coming up tonight. The Pac-12 championship game coming up tonight. So much football to talk about. We'll continue to talk Georgia and Alabama. How about the Finnick in downtown Birmingham, 2nd Avenue South and 16th Street? You want to look at their menu? Want to go in this afternoon? They've actually got live music going on. 11:30, you got Michael Warren taking the stage. The Martini Shakers at 4:30. No cover on those. And then the Tommy Crowder Band coming up tonight at 8 o'clock. If you want to go in after work, maybe take in some of your cohorts or just spend time with a significant other, you can do it there at the Finnick in Birmingham. Not only is it a great entertainment venue, but also they have a wonderful selection of food. You can go get anything from the biscuits and gravy, the classic shrimp and grits, the Rambler's ribeye, maybe the grilled pork chop or the pan-roasted gulf fish. The Konecka corn dogs are great with a cold draft beer. It's the Finnick, thefinnickbham.com. Check them out. It's unlike anything else Birmingham has to offer. Thefinnickbham.com, and tell them the guys from Three Man Front and Jocks 94.5 sent you. Quickly, we will get to Larry. He is in Helena, Alabama. Larry, welcome into Three Man Front.
Hey, guys. Enjoy your show, always.
Thank you, sir. Larry.
Hey, guys, just from a standpoint of, would you say that how many of the players from the Georgia's team, obviously their present roster, were on that team in 2017 when we beat them in the national championship game? I'm just curious. Could you
I would think that there would be very few, and if they are, they were maybe redshirt freshmen, something like that. Maybe
probably.
not even active in the game.
I don't know. Stetson Bennett? I mean, because Stetson Bennett seems like he's been there, like, what, 5 years? I don't know. I'll look that up. I don't know. I can't give you an exact number.
I'm just wondering because I'm a huge Bammer, as they were referred to as Bammers, but the thing about that bothers me is, I hate to say, you know, I sound like I'm going down cliche central, but you win in the trenches, and that's our biggest weakness this year, is our O-line. And if you don't think they're going to take the same game plan that not just Auburn, but these other teams that have given us so much pressure up front, I want to, like any Bama fan, I want to beat them, but that's what worries me the most. And then the fact that we beat them the last three times, and then I think it was Hurts that got to play in the SEC championship game when Tua got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
If you think they're coming after Bryce Young, they're going to bring more than the kitchen sink. It's just, I don't know. I really want to win the game, but I just feel like I don't feel good about it. But I just wanted to put my two cents, guys, in. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks, Larry. No, Stetson Bennett was not a part of that team. It just seems like he's been there forever. He was there, then he wasn't, then he was back. Doesn't he kind of seem like that? Like,
maybe you're thinking of Stetson Bennett the second.
Yeah, that's right. That was his son. Before we get to Barrett Salee of CBSSports.com, we will take one more phone call quickly from Brad in Lincoln. Brad, welcome in.
Yes, sir. Good morning, guys. How y'all
Brad.
Doing this morning?
Doing well.
Long-time listener.
Thank you.
I would just like to say a few things. I know we have some weaknesses on the offensive line, but during the year, and y'all can tell me if you agree or not, you got Lane Kiffin, you got Arkansas, you know how close they played us. Arkansas played us well. Auburn played us well.
And Tennessee played well.
I guarantee you those teams would take two losses to have an Alabama win. That's how great the Alabama dynasty is. And that's the reason why we've had so many close games too, on top of the little weaknesses we do have. But I really think we'll be strong and correct a lot of things. And I think Nick, I have a good plan for this weekend. And y'all have a blessed day. And just to hear what you say on that.
Thank you. No, I appreciate it. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, the trenches have been the biggest issue, the offensive line. Question is, how's Delcourt's ankles going to be? You're going to have Owens playing at right tackle instead of Damian George, who had problems against Auburn's defensive front. it'll be interesting to see if Alabama just goes five wideouts and just tries to get the ball out as quickly as possible. So a lot of different schemes and tempo that you're going to see tomorrow for Alabama.
Barrett Salee, CBSSports.com, at Barrett Salee on Twitter, joins us now on the Bud Light Hotline. So Barrett, reading your comments, do you have them? You have them pulled up right there, Pat. Can we get these just so we're accurate?
I saw a quote from you, Barrett, that said Georgia big, Georgia blows them out. Is that accurate?
Did you? I don't know if I actually said that, but I did say double digits. And I just think, you know, some of your callers had mentioned it earlier that the trenches are where games are won and lost. And I don't think there's anything to suggest that Alabama can fix its offensive line problem between Auburn and Georgia. So if that's the case, then what is Georgia going to do to that offensive line? It's going to just absolutely annihilate it. So I do think what you guys mentioned is true. Like, you know, go five wide and get the ball out quickly. That makes sense. And Alabama's got enough athletes to perhaps make big plays in that way. But to me, it's a mismatch, and it's a mismatch for Alabama at the wrong time.
Is there not something to be said, though, for this Alabama football team? This is the first game I can think of in forever, Barrett, where this team, psychologically, going into this game, feels it has something to prove. How big of a difference can that play? And then on the flip side, psychologically for this Georgia team, not being able to go and get over the hump against Alabama and Nick Saban, Kirby Smart and that coaching staff, but also being told how great you are all year and then looking at tape where Alabama struggled last week versus Auburn.
Yeah, you know, Alabama hadn't been in this position, I would guess, dating back to maybe the SEC championship game in 2009, the rematch of the Alabama-Florida game right at the beginning of the Saban era. You know, that's kind of when Alabama announced itself as a dynasty. So, yeah, and this is not a normal situation for Georgia, even when they won the SEC in 2017. You know, that was 2 weeks after losing to Auburn. So, yeah, I mean, I think it is going to be interesting to see how Kirby Smart approaches this. I'll actually talk to him later today for CBS Sports HQ about this. You know, and it's different, but I think from what Kirby has gone through at Georgia, I think he's learned from his lessons, right? Like, he hasn't handled things well in the past, and I think we all know that. But knowing what not to do is a lot of times the most important lessons you can learn. And I think this particular Georgia team, you know, talking to some folks around that program, it's really player led. Like, it's really Jordan Davis, Nakobe Dean, you know, these guys, Jamari Sellier, who, like, these guys are leaders. They passed up on the NFL. They've brought everybody together. They're essentially like the Clemson defensive line in 2018, where, you know, the coaches don't have to do an awful lot. The players handle it, and they're handling it pretty well. And I don't see why that would change, because we haven't seen any reason to suggest that these guys can't handle it.
Granted, Alabama's not played a defense like they're going to face tomorrow against Georgia. But I think the same thing can probably be said about Georgia. I know they played Clemson in week one, but they haven't seen a defense or a absolute wrecking ball on the defensive side like Will Anderson. You agree that Alabama's way to stay in this football game is for the defense to put up a performance like they had last week in the Iron Bowl to at least give their offense an opportunity?
Yeah, 100%. And I think that might include taking more risk. It will include taking more risk than they did last week. And I'm talking about, you know, getting Will Anderson going in on first downs, you know, getting them in bad situations, negative situations. And so, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be on Saban and Pete Golding to come up with a pretty good game plan to not only look at last week and what didn't happen or what did work, but sort of move it into, you know, against a Georgia team that is better on the offensive line, better at running back, I think better at quarterback, and at wide receiver, you know, getting George Pickens back, they're extremely dangerous. So it's a lot more of a challenge defensively, and I do think the big plays that Alabama has given up this year, not necessarily last week, but certainly in previous games, is going to be interesting to see how you overcome that. And I think the way to do it is to bring pressure early, bring pressure often, take risks, and especially on first down, try to get Georgia in negative situations where you kind of force Stetson Bennett to win with his arm. And, you know, I think he can do it. I don't necessarily know if I'm accurate. I think there's certainly arguments against it. But I think if you bring pressure on Stetson early, make him be in second and 13 situations, that's that's the way that Alabama gets it done.
Hanging out with Barrett Salee, CBSSports.com, at Barrett Salee on Twitter as we preview championship weekend. Huge weekend in college football, and he joins us on the Bud Light Hotline. Barrett, moving away from that game, which other game that would have impact on the college football playoff potentially would you say the underdog has the best chance of winning outright?
The underdog best chance of winning outright. Well, I think Oregon is going to beat Utah tonight, so there's one. I think Cincinnati is going to fall to Houston. So those two, I think, are going to happen. And now I wouldn't say the Pac-12 championship game really affects the college football playoff race, but if Cincinnati loses, then, okay, maybe there is a little bit more to be said there. But I do think Cincinnati loses to Houston, and it's interesting because I was thinking about this on SiriusXM yesterday. If you go back, let's just say Houston beats Cincinnati, right? The biggest game of the college football season would be Texas Tech versus Houston in week one.
Yeah.
Because since then, Houston hadn't lost, right? So it could be one, the game that we could look back, if Houston beat Cincinnati, as the most important game of the playoff this year, could be Texas Tech and Houston, which is crazy to think about.
That is nuts. We've had a lot of turnover since the last time we talked to you in regards to the coaching shuffling. You got Lincoln Riley heading west, and now you've got Brian Kelly, who's doing his best to try to sound like a Southerner, as he did in Baton Rouge.
Oh,
your thoughts on Brian Kelly down in the Bayou?
I'm sure the family is happy that he's there. Good Lord.
Unbelievable.
But that
awful.
Was awful. I mean, it was so bad. Like, well, I've listened to the family part like 10 times today, and I bust out laughing every time. You know, I think Brian Kelly is fine. I think Brian Kelly is one of the top coaches in the country. And for him to go to the playoff 2 out of 3 years and then go to a national championship game in the BCS era another time, with a roster that is, I wouldn't say significantly worse than some of the big boys in the SEC, but it's not as deep. And it's harder to recruit there. So you put him with the way he's been able to sustain success at Notre Dame, double digit win seasons every year since that 4-8 disaster in 2016. You put him at LSU with better players, he's absolutely a threat. And I know he's kind of a lightning rod for obvious reasons, some quirky and funny, some extremely serious, but he's still a really good coach. And if you're going to give him even a roster that's just slightly more talented than what he had at Notre Dame, then he's going to be really dangerous.
All right, Barrett, so OU, Oklahoma, they still have a coaching vacancy. We've heard Brett Venables' name. We've heard Dan Lanning. We've heard Josh Heupel. Do you think these names are a smokescreen? Who do you ultimately think that Joe Castiglione is targeting?
I think he's going to get Luke Fickell. As the week has gone on, we're sitting here on Friday. You know, if it hasn't happened now with Venables, which I think was a legit discussion, then to me, a lot of this stuff is smokescreen. And the reason they hadn't hired anybody is because that coach is playing this weekend. So, I tend to think that it's Luke Fickell. Dan Lanning would be interesting, because I think win or lose, Georgia's going to the playoff. I think that's fair to say. So that would be an interesting development. But I just feel like Luke Fickell is more of a fit at Oklahoma than maybe some think, because yeah, he's a great defensive mind. Well, A, that's what Oklahoma needs, but B, go watch Cincinnati's offense. It's pretty innovative with Desmond Ridder. So my guess right now is Luke Fickell. I would have told you Brent Venables on Wednesday or Tuesday, but now that we're sitting here on Friday and it's been a long time, it makes me think that whoever's going to be that coach is coaching this weekend.
Yeah, because Venables doesn't have a whole lot going on, I would think, right now.
No, he's kind of bored.
Yeah, a little bit. Hey, Barrett,
nice,
we always...
it's nice out there. Maybe he's on Lake Hartwell. It's nice up there today.
Barrett, we always appreciate it, man. Enjoy the games tonight, this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys. See you.
All right. Barrett Salee, CBSSports.com, at Barrett Salee on Twitter, joining us the Bud Light Hotline. Carefully brewed with a clean, crisp taste. When there's fun, Bud Light is there.
Yeah, and you just heard Barrett Salee talking about the game in Atlanta. He still says that he thinks Georgia wins big. against Alabama. But if you're still in the market trying to get tickets to that championship game over in Atlanta, you can find the best selection of Alabama tickets and the best seats without those added taxes or those per ticket service fees that you find at those other ticket sites. Go to ticketsforless.com. Call them today, 205-758-1199. Visit their office at 1410 University Boulevard or shop online for those tickets for that championship game at ticketsforless.com.
We continue with your phone calls, 800-239-WJOX. Lots of you wanting to weigh in on tomorrow's SEC championship game in Atlanta. Let's go to our friend Rick. He's in SoCal. Rick, welcome to Three Man Front.
Bella, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. And I wanted to get this in because when we call on Reaction Monday, I don't want to hear, you didn't make your prediction. So, listen, I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I will say Georgia wins comfortably. And the reason I say that, and I'm a 60-year Alabama fan, okay, so keep that in mind. And the reason I say that, it's just too many things. Not only the lines, you have, you know, no running game. You have a very young, if not the youngest team in the SEC. This team's going to be great next year. This was not going to be their year. Now, they did a lot better than I thought, but they're facing a defense that's legendary. And good for Georgia. I mean, I'm very, very happy for them. I'm very happy for Kirby. I've got a lot of friends that are Georgia fans. But here's the thing. When my grandkids have grandkids, we'll still have scoreboard on Georgia and national title. So am I going to be upset? Am I thinking this is the end of the Saban run? By no means. I mean, if he sticks around 5 years, which I think he will, they're going to win two national titles. We all know that. Even the Georgia people that are calling up talking about Kirby taking over, they know in their hearts of hearts that Saban's going to win at least two more national titles. So this is just one of those years. Georgia has it. They have the team. And if they beat Alabama, by God, they better win it. Because I'm going to tell you right now, with the way they've been pounding their chest and talking about this is a foregone conclusion, you can't beat just Alabama. You have to close the deal or you look like a bunch of jackasses, just like your buddy Danny Cannell. I have never, ever listened to any sports talk guy that is more unqualified to be doing what he's doing. I don't care that he quarterbacked Florida State. I don't care what his history is. That guy's a knucklehead. He is 0-8 in national titles when it comes to Alabama. He's picked against them every time, and they've won every time that he's picked against them. So he's just a – well, I don't know why you have him on, but that's your business.
No, we like Danny. Danny's a good guy. I'm sorry that you feel that way.
Listen, I don't hate the guy. I just know how much he is so negative against the SEC that it's just – hard to listen to.
Well, we did get a Roll Damn Tide from him today, and he did like Alabama plus the points in the matchup with Georgia. I'm going to ask you, how much buzz is going on right now in Southern California? I know you're not supposed to say Southern Cal. California.
Well,
with Lincoln Riley being named the head coach.
Yeah, there's more interest in beach volleyball, you know.
UCLA, man, got a great program. The women of Troy, they do as well. They'll be in Gulf Shores coming up in May.
That's right. No. Listen, man, Colin Cowherd talks 2 minutes of college football, and then it's the rest NFL. And every local station, it's all Lakers. Lakers and Dodger talk. They don't even address the college football side of things.
That's so why you got the Jocks 94.5 app.
I'm an old man, and I'm going up the hill, so I apologize, brothers.
That's all right.
Alabama, Georgia wins. They win by 11, 21-10 Georgia.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, Rick.
We've been following what's been going on out in Oklahoma, and there's some insiders that saying that negotiations have begun. They're not sure who the negotiations have started with, but the names that you keep hearing continues to be the names of Brent Venables. And I go back to something that Barrett says. I agree with Barrett 100%. If it was Venables, why has he not already been named? It has to be a coach, someone that is coaching this weekend, or there's a bigger fish out there. I'm not claiming that it's going to be him. I'm just telling you what some of these people out there, maybe it's a pipe dream. They keep bringing up Dabo Swinney's name. Another reason why Brent Venables may not be the guy is because he is actually going to be in Norman, but he's going to be the defensive coordinator for his boss currently in Clemson, South Carolina. Now, Luke Fickell's name is gathering steam. So is Clemson offensive coordinator Tony Elliott. But I still go back to Matt Campbell. Why have we not heard Matt Campbell's name at all?
It's a great question. I don't know.
I would think Matt Campbell would be on the top of anybody's list unless people at Oklahoma know something about Matt Campbell or don't like the way that he's handled that program being in the same conference. I have no idea, but it's just odd that Matt Campbell was the hot name over the last 3 years, and all of a sudden nobody wants to talk to him?
It could be a, we're Oklahoma, why did we want Iowa State's coach?
Kind of like the, why didn't LSU interview Billy Napier? A political thing. I don't know. Forrest, welcome into Three Man Front.
How's it going, guys?
Doing well. Hope you are.
Awesome. I want to run two things by you guys, and I'll just hang up and listen. The first thing, I know Georgia's defense is genuinely great. It is, and I coach myself. But at one point several weeks ago, I saw the average rank of offense that Georgia had played against was 67. And I know their defense is great. They have two defensive players probably taken in the first 15 picks of the draft, at least. But they haven't played an offense like Alabama yet either. And their defense is not going to score a bunch of points because Alabama doesn't turn the ball over. So, yeah, you might be able to hold the offense down, but how much is their defense really going to score? My second thing, I do love, y'all are my favorite show, but I also love Cal Herd, as your previous caller talked about. And Cal Herd does this thing all the time. He's like, all right, I'm going to close your eyes and I'm going to make a statement and open them and tell me if you think it's true. Stetson Bennett walk-on beats Nick Saban. I don't know if I can make that statement and actually believe that.
Or keep straight face.
He is going to have to score. I mean, he is going to have to score to beat Saban. And I don't see it. Now, I think Georgia, I think it's an incredibly tight game. And if I had to bet the world, I'd probably still pick Georgia. But I don't think it's necessarily going to be on the arm of Stetson Bennett. And I just think the game's going to be a lot closer than people think. Because I can't see Bennett coming out and having – most people say to beat Bama, you got to have one of those once-in-a-lifetime games like Calzada did or whatever, or Steven Garcia. I mean, do I really believe in Stetson Bennett doing that? I don't at all.
Thank you. But appreciate it, Forrest.
Maybe that probably just didn't help your cause because generally it's not those elite great quarterbacks that beat him. It's the two that he mentioned. It's the Zap Calzada. It's the Steven Garcia. Can you close your eyes? Could you have closed your eyes and ever thought going into last week that T.J. Finley would beat Alabama? Obviously he didn't, but I mean they were on the doorstep, whatever, yeah. Right there. But you would have done that exercise and been like, there's no way in hell. But it damn near happened. There's no way in hell that Steven Garcia was going to do it. There's no way in hell that Zach Calzada could do this. Well, they did. And so if I'm a Bama fan, don't do that exercise because it can happen, and you will be even more disappointed.
Really quickly, let's go to Lee in Cincinnati. Lee, welcome in.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. All I want to say is that I'm a firm believer in history, and the history repeats itself. And the bottom line is, and you alluded to it earlier, this game seems very much like the 2009 SEC Championship game when Florida played Alabama. Florida came in as the favorite, the overwhelming favorite. Alabama ended up beating them. There's a reason why Nick Saban is the greatest coach of all time. And it's the first time that Alabama has been the underdog in a while. And I think he's going to show it one more time why he is such a good coach. I think Alabama is going to win this game. Not by a lot. I think it's going to be close. But I think Alabama pulls it out because Nick Saban is their coach. That's the bottom line. The talent is too close. Georgia is not that much more talented. They're just more experienced. Alabama's young. But I think Saban finds a way to get his team rallied to beat the Bulldogs.
All right. Thanks, Lee.
Thank you, Lee.
And you mentioned that 2009 game. Florida actually went into the game. They were a 5-point favorite. And we know what happened. Alabama won the game 32-13.
All right. Coming up, we'll get more of your phone calls. You can weigh in on the SEC championship game coming up tomorrow. Georgia, a 6.5-point favorite. Speaking of favorites, our buddy JR from WagerPro.com is going to join us next. Going to give you a free on-the-air pick so you can cash in this weekend and tell you how to make some more money. It's a Friday. We're three-man front. We're also the voice of college football, Jocks 94.5.
Three-man front, weekdays.
Right here on Jocks.
Jocks 94.5.
Three-man front, at the number three-man front on Twitter. Jocks 94.5, jocksfm.com. That's how you can listen. Also the Jocks 94.5 app. And several people from California to Cincinnati, across the country. That's why they have the app. They can't get it. Can't get the college football talk, the discussion that they want where they are. So you can take us anywhere you go throughout the college football season and beyond. We do have the state finals going on at Protective Stadium, the AHSAA Super 7. We have already had four champions crowned. Right now in the 4A state championship game, Aniana leading Vigor 7-0. 2 minutes left in the first quarter of that one. We have Clark County and Cleveland High School coming up in the 2A at 3 o'clock. And then tonight, tune in for this on WOTM. We have Hueytown and Clay Chalkville for the 6A crown. So best of luck to all of those teams. Really cool venue there at Protective Stadium, and our friends at the AHSAA doing a wonderful job. Somebody else who does a wonderful job, it's Dr. John Palmer, his staff at Archetype right there in Homewood. Check them out. Archetype.health. It's total health. It's not just chiropractic care, which I use, Cole Kublik uses, and Matt McLaren of the Matt McLaren Show uses as well. Nutrition, body performance. If you need to work out, but you can't work out like you used to, still got to stay in shape, maybe a past injury, they're going to show you things that you can do to stay in shape. It's archetype.health or 205-803-1234. Our buddy JR with wagerpro.com joining us as he does customarily on Fridays throughout the college football and NFL season. He joins us on the Bud Light Hotline. JR, how are you today?
I'm doing unbelievable as always, and I got to tell you guys, I am so excited about championship weekend. We've got such unbelievable information leading from tonight with the Pac-12 all the way through to Saturday night, and I got to also say no one, and I mean no one, gets better information with and against Alabama than we do at wagerpro.com, and that's why I'm going to give you the point spread winner of that SEC championship game between Georgia and Alabama absolutely free right now on a recorded message call. Call this number, 800-499-3733. That's 800-499-3733. Now, right here on air, guys, I've been hitting over 80% for, what, 5-6 years now? Again, last week, another big winner on air. That makes 6 or 7 in a row. And I've got huge information on this SEC championship game. So jump all over my side. Do not bet this game without my information. The line on the game opened 7. It's at 6.5. And I'm telling you, I've got this one locked up. I'll let you know whether Bama wins this game outright or if Georgia absolutely trounces them. Call the number. It's absolutely free. It's on a recorded message. Let me make you some money on this one. 800-499-3733. That's 800-499-3733. And real quick, I'm going to throw in a huge radio promotion. We never do anything like this. I did it for Thanksgiving, and it worked great, so I'm going to do it again. I'm guaranteeing 3-0. Okay? I've got 3 huge championship games, and I'm going to guarantee all 3. Or the entire bowl package is absolutely free. We're talking a couple of $1,000 package, absolutely free, if I don't go 3-0 championship Saturday. Call right now, and it's only $69 that I'm charging, guys. $69 for the guaranteed 3-0. The first one's on me, SEC championship game, absolutely free on the recording. Call now, 800-499-3733.
JR, as far as the volume that you see week to week throughout the college football season, now that we get into championship weekend, you don't have as many games. The slate has been drastically narrowed. Folks may be thinking that they're running out of time. How much does the volume increase with how much money is being wagered on college football when we get to this point in the season versus maybe the middle of the season or the beginning of the season?
Well, do you remember in The Empire Strikes Back when they find themselves in that trash compactor and all of a sudden it just starts closing in and the walls are shutting on them?
I do.
Well, that's about where they feel by the time we get to championship Saturday and everyone's looking around like, oh my gosh, I feel like the season just kicked off. And they find themselves, a lot of guys that don't use help, that don't use experts, even if they're winning more games than they're losing because of their betting style, they find themselves underwater. I mean, the way I look at it is, why would you want to spend a whole season sitting down, taking time, trying to win and watch football games, only to actually have to pay your book to do it? I mean, come on, that's just not fun. That's a bad entertainment cost. But if you really want to make money doing it, and if you want to watch the games and have fun because you want to win, that's when you get experts involved. And right now, the volume definitely increases exponentially because the games get more exciting, and I think people start to question themselves more as the season progresses. And that's why early on in all the interviews I do, especially here on the Jocks, I tell you, don't wait until you're underwater for me to throw you a life preserver. Let's start out the year with you getting great information and being able to make a great season right from the beginning rather than waiting until you're behind the eight ball. I mean, I had a guy literally contact us the other day who signed up for the regular service, did great, and now wanted to speak to me about my private information. And he told me, went on vacation for a month with his family to Hawaii. Wealthy guy, has money, lost $22,000 betting $500 a game. I mean, are you kidding me? Do you know how much losing? That's 44 net losses in a month betting on football games where everything goes wrong. And that's so much of the public. I got to tell you, guys, you're not alone. When you use great information, and WagerPro gets not only the, when I tell you, I know what I'm doing and what algorithms to run, on top of the information we're getting on the outside, it's a recipe for success, and we make money by making you money. So try it out. I mean, look, I'm giving you a blowout winner with this SEC championship game between Alabama and Georgia. It's absolutely free on a recorded message. Call 800-499-3733, 800-499-3733. And if you're serious about winning, we're talking $69 to get in on a 3-0 guarantee. And that's really just, that's the trampoline, because we're going to go 3-0. And we're going to catapult this thing for you so that you're going to say to yourself, man, I don't need to pick games. These guys know what they're doing, and I'm willing to bet what they give me. So call the number, $69, 3-0 guarantee, or just take the SEC championship game and go on your own and bet the one game. 800-499-3733. Give us a call.
All right, finally, the on-air pick that you've been giving us, it's been on fire. The NFL, what game have you selected this week?
You know I said something else off air, but I'm going to go ahead and give you a game side this week. We've been giving out totals on air. We haven't lost a single one all year. And I've got something so much that I love in the NFL this week that they've not been the greatest team against the spread, but they're on a run right now, and I think that they keep rolling. And that's the Kansas City Chiefs at home against the Denver Broncos. It's the easiest game on the board, in my opinion. Broncos have played some pretty good defense, and so have the Chiefs, however, over their last three games. I've seen what they've done defensively, and it really says a lot. Now being at home, coming off of the bye, Andy Reid has a healthy team, and I think a defense revved up to go out there and shut down a very abysmal Denver offense. I'm looking for the Chiefs to pummel them, get on the Chiefs, buy it down to -9, and that's your free pick this week.
Awesome stuff. Once again, it's wagerpro.com, and the number for the recorded message, 800-499-3733. JR, always good stuff, man. Have a great weekend.
I greatly appreciate it, guys. Give us a call for that SEC championship game. It's 800-499-FREE. And as always, be safe, have a great week, and go out there and make some money.
JR joining us on the Bud Light Hotline. Carefully brewed with a clean, crisp taste. When there's fun, Bud Light is there.
All right, it's a special championship weekend edition of Bet It or Forget It.
Three-man fronts. Bet it or forget it.
All right, well, we don't have to wait too long on this one because it's tonight. Number 10, Oregon, the Ducks against number 14, Utah. Utah just beat them a couple weeks ago. They're a three-point favorite. The total is 59.5. Utah is 27-13-1 against the spread in games against conference opponents of the last five seasons. Four straight games involving Oregon against AP-ranked opponents have gone under the total. Again, the total this week is 59.5. Oregon is 6-2 against the spread when the line is between -3 and +3 since 2018. You going to bet it or forget it?
I'm going to bet this game. We know what Utah was able to do just a couple of weeks ago. That was in Salt Lake City and just blowing the doors off of the Ducks. Here's the thing. Oregon's 81st against the run. Utah, they're going to like to run the football, play power football. We know what Kyle Whittingham's about with his offensive line. Utah's won 8 of their last 9 games, And when pressured, quarterback Cam Rising has been just as effective as when he has not been pressured. So you can bring the pressure all you want, Ducks. I do think Oregon's offense, they play better in this game. You're not going to see the blowout. It is at a neutral site there in Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. But four rushing touchdowns for Utah in the first game against Oregon. Oregon's defense has not gotten that much better against the run in the last couple of weeks, Pat. Utes defense needs to force Oregon to throw. Believe that they can do because the Ducks, they thrive on the run. Give me Utah. It's a closer game than the first matchup, but I'll take the Utes minus the three.
All right, John, you going to bet it or forget it?
I'm going to take it, and I'm going to take Oregon. I still think they're the better team, and I'm getting points again. I know I got burned with them last time, but I, like Barrett earlier, I think Oregon gets the win. And so I'm just going to roll with Oregon. I'll take them plus three.
Better team. You're going to take them tonight in the Pac-12 championship game. Number nine, Baylor against number five, Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's a 5.5-point favorite. The total's 46.5. The Cowboys, they're 9-2-1 against the spread this season. That's the second best cover percentage in the FBS, only behind Michigan. Baylor is 12-5 against the spread against ranked opponents of the last five seasons. The under is 12-4 in December games involving Oklahoma State. You going to bet it or forget it?
I'm going to bet it, but I'm going to go with the under that you just mentioned, the under 46.5. There's questions about Gary Bohannon, whether he's going to be able to go, what happened in the first game. We know what Oklahoma State was able to do. They win ugly. I could see them winning this game, but I could see the point total being very, very low. Dave Aranda, the Baylor defense, they're going to have something for that Oak State offense. Give me the under in this one, 46.5.
All right, how about you, John? You're going to walk away or you're going to play it?
No, I'm going to take it. Not only am I going to take Oklahoma State because I think their defense is definitely going to be the star of this game. I think that Oklahoma State wins by at least 10. So, yeah, I'm taking OK State and the 5.5. But I'm leaning towards also taking the over as well. I know that.
Well, again, double action.
Even I just said that Oklahoma State defense will be the star of the game, but traditionally, especially when you see two kind of evenly matched teams, when they get in this Big 12 championship game setting, the defense kind of goes that way a little bit. But I think their defense will make a play late, and I can see this being a like a 31-27 kind of a game. And that's definitely going to push the over. So I would look at the over, but I'm definitely taking Oklahoma State.
Okay, final game. Number one, Georgia. They are a 6.5-point favorite. The total's 50 over number four, Alabama. This would be the largest underdog Alabama has been under Nick Saban since 2007, since giving 10 points to number two, Florida, in the 2008 SEC championship game. The Crimson Tide have given 6 or more points 4 previous times under Saban, and they are 1-2-1 against the spread in those games. Overall, Alabama is 5-3-1 against the spread as an underdog under Saban. The under is 4-0 in games involving Georgia against AP ranked opponents this season. Again, the total is 50. Georgia is 7-3 against the spread in games in December or later under Kirby Smart since 2016. I know you're going to play this one.
I'm absolutely going to play it, and I'm going to double dip here. I'm going to go with the under at 50. I think this is a lower scoring game, but I'm also going to take Alabama plus the 6.5.
Okay, how about you, John?
I am going to bet it, and I'm going to stray just a little bit because I would take Alabama on the money line because they're plus 202 right now on BetOnline, and if I'm a Bama fan, I would rather do that than sit there and hope for points. I think Bama's most likely going to lose, but I'd rather bet on the money line on the hopes that, hey, if they win, I get it, and if they lose, okay, that's fine. Because I think if Bama loses, Georgia's definitely covering. I don't think it's going to be within one score. I think you're looking at a 10, maybe at most a 17, but probably somewhere between 10 and 13 points. That's most likely what you're looking at, but I would go on Bama money line. That way I'm not sitting there kind of ripping my hair out the entire game.
All right, that's this week's Bet It or Forget It.
And Pat's Archery and Outdoors has everything you need for gun season and the holidays with a wide variety of rifles and shotguns. Also, all gear for the outdoorsman. Don't know what to give this Christmas? Pat's gift card always fits perfectly offering 12 months, same as cash financing. Pat's Archery and Outdoors in Jasper. Speaking of Pat's, this one to my left, he's got five questions. Pat Ponders comes next.
Three-man front, weekdays.
Right here on Jocks.
Jocks 94.5.
Pat Ponders rolling your way momentarily. It's rolling right now inside a Protective Stadium. And the 4A state championship game, second quarter, 6+ minutes left. Aniana leading Vigors 7-6. We'll keep you updated on that. Two more games to come. At 3 o'clock, you have the 2A state championship between Cleveland and Clark County. And then at 7 o'clock tonight, which should be an awesome game. And I think the point total, if Vegas was going to have one, would be about 140. The two highest scoring teams in the state, Hueytown averaging 53 points per game, Clay Chalkville averaging 48 points per game. 7 o'clock for the 6A state championship as well. Donahue Auto, they're champions when it comes to pre-owned selection. Check them out online, DonahueAuto.com. Not only luxury cars that can be affordable, how about trucks, SUVs, maybe a minivan for your growing family? It's DonahueAuto.com. Five questions for Pat. This is Pat Ponders. Brought to you by Alabama Roofing Professionals, 205-722-ROOF or ALRoofPros.com.
Alabama has scored at least 20 points in each of its past 38 games, the second longest active streak in the FBS. The Crimson Tide were held last to under 20 points by Clemson in the national championship game to end the 2018 season. Just a really straightforward question for you guys. How many points are needed for Alabama to pull the upset?
Alabama will need, I'm going to say, I'll go with 24 points.
Okay. Bama needs 24. How about you, John?
31.
31. Question number two. Will Anderson leads the FBS with 14.5 sacks and 28 tackles for loss this season. Since the NCAA began tracking individual tackles for loss back in 2000, it's the most by a player in a season since 2003. Again, he's got 14.5 sacks, 28 tackles for loss. How many tackles for loss do you predict for Anderson tomorrow against Georgia?
I will say that Anderson has 5 tackles for loss.
5 tackles. That would be a good day.
It'd be a really good day.
2.
So they hold him in check.
Relatively. I mean, he still gets 2 tackles for loss.
Could be 2 sacks.
Right.
Depending on what time of the game those sacks
go. Be 2 sacks and then
2 sacks and a fumble.
They're just chopping somebody down in the backfield when they're trying to run the football.
Yep. 4th and 1 at the goal line.
I love it.
There you go. Question number 3. Bryce Young averages 325 yards passing a game. Georgia's defense yields only 151 yards a game in the air. Does Young throw for more than 325 or below his average?
I think he goes below his average, but Alabama, it's not going to be all Bryce Young. Alabama is going to be able to manufacture points, and it's either going to be with a defensive touchdown, a short field that would set, or a fumble recovery, an interception that would set up a short field, and you're going to see something special on special teams.
Okay. How about you, John?
No, I've got him around somewhere between 210 and 230.
Okay.
A decent amount, but no, not nowhere
doesn't
near
even
his
come
average.
Close to his average of 325.
No, okay. He'll have a decent bit more than half his average, but still it'll be closer to half than his actual average.
Okay. Speaking of Young, he was sacked a career high 7 times in the Iron Bowl, the most sacks Alabama has taken in a game since 2014 Sugar Bowl against Oklahoma when the Sooners had 7. Georgia has 41 sacks this season. That's the second most in the SEC behind Alabama. How many times does Georgia get to Bryce Young tomorrow?
Georgia will get to Bryce Young. I'm going to say it happens twice, but only twice.
Because wow.
I think there's going to be an emphasis. Bryce Young is well aware of what's coming at him tomorrow. Alabama's game plan, you're going to see something. You're going to see several wrinkles, I think, schematically from Bill O'Brien and some different things that they try to do, whether it's getting the ball out quick, other things. They're going to, knowing how aggressive that Georgia is, they're going to use that against them. So I'm going to say it will happen twice, but no more than twice.
Okay.
I was torn between 4 and 5 because when you look at it, 41's a lot, but that's like 3 a game, 3, mm-hmm. 3.5 or so. So I think they're right around their average. So I'll say 4.
So if that is true, if they only get 2 or 4, I still think that might be a really good day for Alabama offensively.
I would definitely agree with that. Yeah.
All right. 5th and final question. Georgia is 6th in the SEC in rushing. they average 202 yards a game. Stetson Bennett averages 181 yards a game passing. So which is more likely to go above its 12-game average, Georgia over its 202 rushing or Stetson Bennett 181 yards passing?
I'm going to say that more likely it's going to be above rushing because Stetson Bennett will not finish the game.
So you think Daniels comes in?
Yep.
Okay.
I think it's Stetson in the passing because if Georgia gets close at or around their average in rushing, then the game is going to play out exactly how the pundits had said that we started the show with, and that Bama's got no shot and there's no path to victory. If this Alabama defense gives up 200-plus yards rushing, we are looking at
a blowout,
a Georgia versus UAB type game.
Yeah, I agree with that because if Bama gives up 200-plus yards rushing total against Georgia,
right,
that is going to mean a very long afternoon for Alabama. That's today's Pat Ponders.
Brought to you by Alabama Roofing Professionals, 205-722-ROOF, arroofpros.com. The blow-in insulation, keeping your home energy efficient 12 months out of the year. And also the free roof inspections warranty all the work that they do. Give them a call. Tell them the guys from Three Man Front and Jocks 94.5 sent you. Alabama Roofing Professionals. It's been a fun day. We appreciate all of your interaction. It's been a fun week. Hay's almost in the barn. But there's more to come. Matt McLaren of the Matt McLaren Show will continue to lead you up to kick off tomorrow inside of Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Atlanta, Georgia, where Alabama has really enjoyed themselves.
6-0 in that stadium. Never lost.
It's fitting that Nick Saban has Mercedes-Benz dealerships. It's perfect. RTR, dogs go down.
This is Three Man Front on Jack's 94.5.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.